Yes, Chris, final score here for Mellon Park in All Ireland League Division 2C was Omagh 32, Malahide 17. A very convincing result for the Tyrone men, outscoring the visitors by 4 points to 3 and getting maximum 5 points. However, it's an interesting story in a sense. After 12 minutes, Omagh were 10-0 down, and it was not until the 76th minute that Malahide got their third score. That was 32 unanswered points that Omagh put in, and certainly they will be very pleased with that performance. Malahide started like a very, very strongly, and after 2 minutes, their very talented right winger Marcus McAllister went over in the corner. And Andrew Kennedy, I think I've mentioned a couple of times, but it's very interesting, Chris, that never seen a ball hit both uprights, the crossbar, and stay out. And maybe that was a sign of things to come. Who knows? But on 7 minutes, then Gary Robb, the Malahide winger, kicked ahead, and he was impeded. And Omagh then had a player sinbinned. They made advantage 5 minutes later when they went on the attack. And after three phases of play, McAllister again showed his pace and his power to dive over in a corner. This time the conversion was wide. Omagh hit back 4 minutes later. Important to get on the scoreboard when Malahide went offside and Shuri Ballantyne, the right half, reduced it to 10 points to 3. Then the Malahide player was sinbinned for a high tackle. Omagh had a scrum. They put on pressure and forced a 10-metre line-out and a tremendous take by Matthew Clyde. Good coordination saw Richard Hemphill over, and that was 10 points to 8, converted by Ballantyne, 10-all. And scrum half Andy Beattie then had to go off. Dean Kane came on the centre, and Stuart McCain came into scrum half, where he has been playing quite a while, and he definitely made a difference in the second half, especially. Winger Neil Brown then kicked ahead, but he was impeded as well, and there was a penalty, a line-out, and which then saw prop Kyle Alexander force over. After some very coordinated play, Ballantyne converting 17-10, and then before half-time, he increased the lead to 20 points to 10. So from a 10-0 deficit, Omagh had worked their way back to a 20-10 half-time lead. Omagh had a great chance after 45 minutes whenever they had opportunities, but a couple of wrong options saw Malahide hold out. But eventually in 48 minutes, probably the score of the game, a superb line-out off the top to scrum half McCain. He went wide, pulled the defence, flicked it back inside to winger Ryan Mitchell, and he raced in from about 50 metres onto the post, Ballantyne converting 27-10. That stage, obviously, Omagh were much on top. Then both sides were attacking, but the defences were very, very good. McCain then had a kick to 15 metres, but the Mallet they knocked down, saw them again clear their lines. But Omagh's vital fourth try came in 73 minutes when they forced a 5-metre line-out from a long kick ahead, and the fullback was forced into touch. From the line-out, again, some great work, and it was Mervyn Edgar got over, 32-10, conversion was missed. Malahide come back with a sort of catch-up play in the last 3 or 4 minutes and were rewarded then from a line-out when number 8, Brenton Guilfoyle, went over, and Gary Robb, the out-half, converted 32-17. But I was talking to a couple of the Malahide guys, and they were a bit disappointed, but they did say, you know, after that defeat last week at Bangor, that while Bangor had a very, very strong pack, they were very impressed with the Omagh backs as well. But from my point of view, looking on, Chris, Omagh have got two things to me that matter. I suppose bias has been an old forward. Their scrum was rock solid, their lighted was superb, and their driving. And those, if you get those two facets right at times, it's very, very hard to break down. But an excellent result from Omagh's point of view to come back from the disappointment of being beaten in the last minute at Ballinagh last week. So the final score here at Mellon Park in All Ireland League Division 2C was Omagh 32, Malahide 17, giving the Tyrone men 5 points.